where we unpack, you know, how we read the Bible really depends on what we're reading in the Bible, and the fact that inspiration has to be taken into consideration in order to interpret the Bible properly.
Well, you use the wonderful quote from St. Jerome in your introduction. I know it's one that we should all be mindful of. The ignorance of Scripture is the ignorance of Christ.
That's right. If we don't know the Bible, we really are impaired. We're handicapped when it comes to discovering the truth of Christ. And, you know, the truth of Christ is not just historical truth. You know, it's not just back then, the first century. He is alive, and he comes to us in the Eucharist like no other person ever comes to us. And we are created for this covenant relationship that he mediates, that he establishes. And so to miss out on that is to miss out on what we would be made for.
Mm-hmm.
And Scripture really is the means by which we come to a deeper understanding of Christ, just as our relationship with Christ is the key that unlocks so much of what we find in the Bible.
And with something like the Catholic Bible Dictionary, I can remember, boy, however many years ago it was now, that we were first talking over lunch at the Franciscan University. You had this grand vision for a Catholic Bible Dictionary. There hadn't been one for at least a generation.
That's right. It had been 50 years since the last Catholic Bible Dictionary had been published. And you could see all around the country, really around the world, a whole new movement of the Spirit. Numbers of highly motivated Catholic lay people, I mean, not hundreds, not even thousands or tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Catholic lay people have been awakened spiritually and now have kind of resolved to spend the rest of their lives reading the Bible and studying it. I mean, not necessarily as scholars getting advanced degrees, but just, you know, looking at it each day and listening to God speak to them in reading, study, and especially prayer. And so a Bible dictionary in the Protestant world was always the most reliable resource, the most valuable tool to get at a, you know, to get at a point. You know, what does justification mean? You know, what does the festival of Passover refer to? You know, when was Hanukkah, you know, introduced? And, you know, what is taking place here in Galilee as opposed to what Jesus is doing there on the Mount of Olives right before he...